This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Here's a name, Jeffrey Canada. You might not have heard of him, but if you watched the Super Bowl, you and 100 million other people saw him in this American Express commercial.
What had happened in Central Harlem was failure became the norm. The schools were lousy, the health care was lousy, gangs were prevalent.
Canada is the man behind the Harlem Children's Zone, a globally lauded social service agency that's largely credited with the amazing revival East Harlem has seen over the last decade.
If we could fix this block, then we could fix the next block, then we could fix the next block.
There's proposed new federal money to replicate this effort elsewhere. So with that in mind, Boston City Council President Mike Ross led a group of fellow counselors and community leaders on a day trip to the Harlem Children's Zone yesterday to see what ideas could be brought back to Boston's most poverty-stricken neighborhoods. Our own Adam Ragusea went along.
Because this is it.
Good to see you.
This is our group. So let's just...
Councilor Ross convened his delegation on City Hall Plaza at 7 a.m.
Let's just do a quick who are we if we could, yeah.
With him were fellow council members.
I'm at-large City Councilor Ayanna Presley.
Felix Royer, Boston City Council at large.
Boston's newest public school official.
Mary Tamer from the Boston School Committee.
Representatives from higher education.
Sandy Pascal from Wentworth.
Nonprofits.
Alexandra Oliver Davila from Sociedad Latina.
And at the head.
Mike Ross, the president of the City Council. So thank you all for coming. Sometimes it's nice to leave our work, go elsewhere, see what other people are doing, see success stories, see challenges, and just be inspired. And that's really what this trip's about. And let's go. All right. And our bus driver's name is Dennis.
In a way, this bus ride started all the way back at the end of 2009, when Mayor Menino first trotted out the phrase, Circle of Promise.
I look at the Circle of Promise as a hopeful place.
The idea is to target a specific 5-square-mile area of concern in Boston, most of it in Dorchester-Roxbury, to get families, churches, businesses, and nonprofits working jointly with the public schools to provide cradle-to-college support for the city's most vulnerable kids. Dozens of nonprofits and other stakeholders have signed on, but many involved say the effort has stagnated because of money, but also because there are competing ideas of how to proceed. Back to Mike Ross.
There's different ideas out there, but I think that's okay. I think, you know, one of the reasons why I wanted to go on this trip is to find out for myself kind of what's out there as it relates to this whole wraparound services Circle of Promise thing.
Let's roll.
At 2 o'clock, the bus pulls into the center of the Harlem Children's Zone, a huge, gleaming complex on East 125th Street. The Boston delegation is hustled to a fifth-floor conference room, where they meet with the Harlem Children's Zone's brilliant, charismatic, poetry-writing, taekwondo-practicing, American Express commercial-starring, Harvard Ed School degree-holding founder, president, CEO, and rock star guru of the nonprofit world, Jeffrey Canada.
Yeah. Hi, Mr. Canada. Mike
welcome.
Ross, president
hey,
of the council.
Very nice to meet you.
Canada began working at what became the Harlem Children's Zone in 1990, at the height of the crack epidemic, when no one who could avoid Harlem came to Harlem.
So we started out literally trying to rebuild the community. When I talk about going block by block, I'm really...
The zone started off as a tiny collection of blocks in which Canada committed to follow and support the academic careers of every child, no matter how challenging. Today, the zone is 97 blocks, supported by more than 2,000 employees working off a $75 million annual budget, 40% of which comes from public sources, while 60 comes from big money donors downtown.
We've got the complete pipeline built out. We start at baby college, we stay with kids till they get to college, and then we help them get through college.
Canada's vast empire of programs and services is too complicated to explain in total. But basically, imagine yourself in utero in Harlem. An outreach worker talks to your mother-to-be and gets her involved with the Children's Zone. First, it's Baby College, a 9-week parenting workshop that's proven so successful it's being replicated here in Cambridge right now. After you're born, you start school right away.
Because there's early childhood education available. When your parents are at work, you have a safe place to play and learn because there's child care and after-school programs even in the summer. There are innovative charter schools to attend. There's free medical...
Barack Obama became the Harlem Children's Zone's most audible booster in the 2008 campaign.
Jeffrey Canada, the program's inspirational, innovative founder, put it best. Instead of helping some kids beat the odds, The Harlem Children's Zone is actually changing the odds altogether. And it's working.
This year, President Obama is proposing a $210 million appropriation to replicate the Harlem Children's Zone in 20 cities across the country. Boston's Circle of Promise, or something like it, could qualify for a chunk of that money. But at the heart of Jeff Canada's model is something that is not without controversy, a charter school. Back in that fifth-floor conference room, Boston Public School Committee member Mary Tamer asks,
"So one of the criticisms that's been lobbied against the charter schools in Boston, and we had a charter cap that was just lifted, is that currently the charter schools that we do have are not serving the same populations of ELL students and special education students. And with your two charter schools, I'd be curious to know what your population mix is like and whether or not that has also been the case."
There are two issues around this charter school issue.
Canada is obviously weary of answering this question. His charter schools accept anyone who gets through the lottery, and they don't send kids back to the district schools when they hit problems. For Boston to emulate the Harlem Children's Zone in any way, Canada says the schools will have to get past this lightning rod issue.
What you wanted to say to charter schools is you all need to increase the number of ELL and special education and make sure you're developing strong techniques for them as well as the other people, right? That's the conversation. I'm sorry, I got to go.
All right.
That's enough.
And with that, Canada is off to take an apparently not uncommon call from the White House. Councillor Ross and company are off to observe the Promise Academy Elementary School, one of Canada's own charters.
This is a group from Boston. Does anyone know where Boston is?
Boston is the United States.
It's in the United States. Very good guess. Okay, so
1, 2, 3. Our futures are bright. We keep our goals in sight. Promise Academy helps us to see all that we can be. We will go to college. We will succeed. This is our promise. This is our
On the bus back to Boston, Councillors Ross and Presley are sure they've seen something incredible, but they're not sure what of it they can take home.
And set those examples to be modeled.
So here's the question. Is there a Jeffrey Canada in Boston?
I think there's probably a Jeffrey Canada in each of the 22 neighborhoods of Boston.
Indeed, Boston is filled with nonprofits doing the kind of work Jeff Canada does, but not nearly on the same scale. Harlem Children's Zone is a mammoth, all-encompassing institution that absorbs kids and addresses virtually all their needs. The counselors aren't sure Boston's various stakeholders could form anything quite so monolithic. And then there's that Wall Street money Canada taps.
I mean, he's got access to some of the greatest capital anywhere.
And without that, discussion of any model may be moot.
That report from Radio Boston's Adam Ragusea. Adam's here with us in the studio. Thank you for that, Adam.
Sure thing.
Well, also with us again and still, thank goodness, is Mike Ross. He's president of the Boston City Council. Welcome back, or welcome again, Councillor Ross.
Thanks. I'm sure Adam's tired of seeing me after a long...
I love it. I love it. This guy's so handsome.
We were calling you guys BFFs earlier today before the show. But also with us is Mary Tamer. She's the newly appointed member of the Boston School Committee. You heard her in Adam's piece. And she's fresh from an event with Education Secretary Arnie Duncan. He was at Josiah Quincy Elementary in Chinatown. Mary Tamer, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you so much for having me.
Councillor Ross, let me just start with you. It's been a day now. What would you say is the most striking thing you saw down at the Harlem Children's Zone?
You know, I've heard about it. I've read the books. I guess seeing it in action is amazing. Seeing a group of adults so committed to a single cause and mission, seeing a group of students so impacted by that mission, seeing that a part of the world that once upon a time people had given up on is now one of the most optimistic, idealistic places in the world. You have to be there to see it. It's inspiring, and it infuses a little bit of energy into, you know, at least me, a public servant, and I think some of the people who are also on the front lines of community work that went yesterday.
And Mary Tamer, your thoughts after returning back from Harlem?
You know, I would echo everything that Councillor Ross just said, and I really would like to thank him and his office for organizing this trip, because I think that, you know, we can all learn from wonderful models like this that are out there, and certainly Jeffrey Canada has cornered the market on, I think, on this particular kind of surround care model. I'd like to mention we also visited the North Side Center for Child Development in Harlem, which was created in 1946, and an equally impressive surround care model where children with, in some cases, severe emotional disabilities are just receive an unbelievable amount of services, as do their families. So I would say that both experiences were really inspiring for all of us.
Counselor Russ, let me ask you, I mean, Adam brought up so many good points in his piece, particularly around this issue of funding. I mean, for example, the Harlem Children's Zone is spending $75 million to do what it does this year. 70% of that is from charitable giving. So even in order to qualify, for example, for the Promise Neighborhoods that President Obama wants to spread through 20 cities in the United States, at least half of that money, it's matching funds, and half of it would have to come from local charitable giving. Do you think that it'd be possible to raise those kind of funds here in the Boston area?
I do. I do. Boston is blessed with so many resources, so many colleges, institutions, health institutions in inordinate amount. We have multiple symphonies and we have, you know, multiple music schools. It's amazing what we have.
Are you already in touch with some of those foundations and institutions?
No, you know, there are leaders right now who are working on this. And, you know, I guess the difference between Boston and Harlem is that Harlem started something where there wasn't a wealth of community-based organizations. Here in Boston, we have a wealth of community-based organizations. And so the question is it easier to start when you have hundreds of community-based organizations that do amazing work, or is it easier to start when there's nothing?
Well, what do you think? Because I think there are some folks out there who say it might actually be harder because they're all those groups are already here. They have their entrenched interests. They know what they're doing in their little sphere. Getting them to come together may not be the easiest thing in Boston.
Well, I think if I learned anything from Jeffrey Canada, it's sometimes the harder road is the better road. And I would, you know, the road that he took is by no means easier. It's a different set of complications. But what we have so many great community-based organizations that I couldn't dream of doing anything like this without them. And that's why we took them with us on the ride.
Adam Ragusa, you went down there. And obviously the person at the center of all this is Jeffrey Canada himself. What did you make of him and the force of his personality?
It's obviously key to the organization, and despite the fact that they try to downplay that, because he's said that he's got 5 years left, like he's going to be out within 5 years, and they don't want it to seem as though this organization is coextant with the man. That said, I don't know, Mary, don't you think the organization seemed kind of coextant with the man?
You know, I would agree, and I've actually written stories about Jeffrey Canada, and as I was saying to one of the other attendees yesterday, I think you could compare it to the relationship of Steve Jobs and Apple, and when Steve Jobs went through his medical crisis and the Apple stock plummeted. I think it's a similar situation where the man and the organization have become one and the same, and I think it would be really difficult for them once he leaves.
So do you see someone who could be the Jeffrey Canada of Boston?
You know, it's funny. I heard Adam pose that question to Councilor Ross yesterday, and I told Adam it's a great question. You know, I think though you could also it's a really tough question to answer because you can also say, you know, who's the Barack Obama of Boston? You know, I would say that in my relatively brief time on the school committee, I have met wonderfully committed community partners, including two of my fellow school committee members. John Barrows from the Dudley Square Neighborhood Initiative, Claudio Martinez from the Hyde Square Task Force, and Alexander Oliver, who is from Sociedad Latina, who was also with us on the trip. I mean, these are people who put in countless hours on a weekly basis working with Boston youth to improve lives and to improve opportunities. And those are just three names that I'm throwing out there, but I am confident that Boston has a number of people who not only could they do this work, but they're already doing this work.
Mary Tamer, we just got a minute here left, but we did mention that you spoke with Secretary of Education Arne Duncan today, or at least you saw him today. Did you get a chance to mention the Harlem Children's Zone to him about Boston's prospect of bringing a similar program here?
You know, we didn't. He was running a bit behind. He was commencement speaker at Lesley College. But what was wonderful about today's meeting with him, though, is that he did get to meet with some of Boston's Teachers of the Year. And they were able to share with them not only some of their moments of pride as teachers in Boston, but also some of their concerns about funding, in especially when it comes to early education and issues like that. So I'm glad that we were able to have that forum with him.
Mary Tamer, she's the newly appointed member of the Boston School Committee. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you again.
And Councillor Mike Ross, before I let you go, one super fast question. Is Boston actually applying for this funding from the federal government for these promised neighborhoods?
Yeah, I understand they are. And, you know, I just think that a little bit of inspiration, seeing what these guys can do, you can do anything if you really set your mind to it.
Well, that's Councillor Mike Ross. He is president of Boston City Council. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
And Radio Boston's Adam Ragusa, thank you.
You bet.